excuse me, Philadelphia Water, Sewer, and Stormwater Rate Board to order. Would you start the recording, please? You have? Okay, thank you. This meeting is being recorded. With me today, well, my name is Sonny Papowski. I'm the chairman of the Water Rate Board. With us also in person are Deb McCarty and Mac Williams, who are members of the board. And on the Zoom is Abby Pazewski. I mentioned before the meeting, Tony Alexander was called away on a business matter that was unavoidable at the last minute. And he was going to try to join us from the airport, but he may already be in flight. So I think it'll be just the four of us today. So the we have two major orders of business today. Consideration and vote, excuse me, consideration and vote on final rate determination in the 2025 general rate proceeding. And consideration and vote on the final rate determination in the 2025 TAPR reconciliation proceeding. If not, you can just enjoy the scenic view in the hearing room. I have previously distributed to the board drafts of those rate determinations, which I just mentioned. They're intended to reflect and explain the votes we took at our public board meeting on July 16th and to constitute the written reports incorporating the information used by the board in reaching a decision to approve, modify, or reject the proposed rates and charges, which the board must file under the Philadelphia Code. The rate determinations we are voting on today are the documents that will determine the water department's rates and charges going forward. After we have filed them with the Department of Records, and the water department has then filed conforming rates and charges at least 10 days before the rates are to go into effect. I believe we are ready for a determination and a vote at this time. First, I would ask the board members for a motion to approve the draft final determination in the general rate proceeding, consistent with the votes that we took at our public board meeting on July 16th. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Abby moves for approval. Is there a second? Second. Deb moves for a second. Is there any discussion? I'm sorry, this was the final determination in the general rate proceeding. Is there any discussion? Thank you. I would add my thanks to our hearing officer, Marcy Chestnut, for all the work she's done on all of our decisions and in all of the proceedings. And thank you, Marcy, for your standing work. Any other discussion? In that case, we'll take a vote. Ms. Pazewski, do you vote in favor of approving the final rate determination?
Yes.
Ms. McCarty?
Yes.
Mr. Williams?
Yes.
And I vote yes. So the vote is 4-0 in favor with absent. Next, I will ask for a motion to approve the final determination in the TAP-R reconciliation proceeding. Again, consistent with the vote that we took at our public meeting on July 16th. I hear a motion on approval of the final determination in the TAP-R reconciliation proceeding. Williams moves. Is there a second? Is there any discussion? I'll call for a vote in that case. Ms. Pazewski?
Yes.
McCarty?
Yes.
Mr. Williams?
Yes.
And I vote yes. The vote is 4-0 with Mr. Order is approved. I mean, the final determination in the TAP-R reconciliation proceeding is approved. I will now ask our board counsel and office manager to forward these documents to the City Department of Records. They are final as soon as they are filed with records. I will then ask them to have the date stamped copies posted on the board's website and ask the hearing officer to provide date stamped copies of the rate determinations to all the participants in each of the proceedings. And we will be forwarding those, or I will ask them to forward those to you this afternoon, I hope, Marcy, for distribution to the participants. The next matter on our agenda is the scheduling of upcoming board meetings. With the board's approval, I would like to propose that we do not have a hearing in August. We had previously scheduled a meeting for August 13th, and I would propose that we go ahead with our previously scheduled meetings on September 10th and October 8th. Those have been previously scheduled, at least they are on the website. And I would propose that we schedule additional hearings for the rest of the calendar year on November 12th and December 10th. Again, we're talking about the second Wednesday of each month at 3 p.m. in this room and via Zoom. Any objection to the scheduling of those hearings on those dates? Do I need a motion for that, Dan? I'm sorry, did I say hearings? sorry about that. Those are, I hope they're not here. Those are just meetings that we will be holding on those. If no objection, I'll ask the board counsel and board manager to post those and advertise those meetings for the rest of the calendar. Before I get to just one other matter of board business, I'd ask if there's any members of the public who have any comments that they wish to make, either here in the room or on the Zoom webinar. Hearing none, I do have one other matter of board business, which is to note that that I believe at least that this is the last water board meeting there where we will be served by our longtime counsel, Dan Cantu Hertzler. And I would just like to take this opportunity to say that I've been doing this, I've been in this business for about over 40 years now. And I've worked with scores, if not hundreds of attorneys. And Dan is really one of the most careful, thoughtful, ethical, and just downright smartest attorneys I've ever had the privilege to work with. Really been an honor, Dan, to serve with you several years. And I wish you the best in your well-deserved retirement.
I'd like to just add that I've worked with Dan for decades, first in the law department when I worked in the law department, and then when I worked at PGW and now. And I have also found him to be knowledgeable, smart, conscientious, and an exemplary colleague. The city will lose one of its finest attorneys as he retires.
And like Abby, I've worked with you when I was at Water Department and then here, and it is really just very good to know that you were at the helm. And as everyone has said, I mean, attention to detail and parameter is not to be questioned ever, and much appreciated. And you've certainly given me guidance over the years that I very much appreciated. So it's been wonderful working with you with the water department and then over here too. So enjoy retirement. It is really nice.
Dan, I have not worked with you as as long as the other board members. However, I want to thank you for all the assistance you've given me and pointing me in the right direction to understand the weight, the gravity of what we're doing at the Water Rate Board, and also your ethical standard in making sure that we follow all the rules and make the proper registrations. And your calmness under pressure. I really respect the way you handle yourself in pressure-filled moments. And enjoy your retirement.
Before I let Dan respond, do any other members of the who are on the Zoom call have any comments or about this or any other matter before I turn back to Dan?
Sonny, on behalf of the Philadelphia Water Department, we'll sorely miss Dan Cantor-Hertzler. Wish him well in retirement, but hope he hangs around and helps us even in retirement when we need some guidance, because a call once in a while should be expected from some of us, because we do appreciate him.
Yeah, I have his cell number right here. So
speed dial.
Anybody needs to reach him, please let me know.
If I could add, on behalf of the small user customers, that we've really appreciated Dan's professionalism, and it's really reflected in the way the board conducts its business. And that's of vital importance to small user customers. And, you know, we will miss him as well. No one scrutinizes an invoice like Mr. Cantor-Hertzler. But we wish him the best in his retirement, and hope to see him around.
I'd like to add my thanks. Everybody already said how professional and ethical and conscientious Dan is, but on a personal level, I'd just like to thank you, Dan, for helping me navigate my way through this. There was a steeper learning curve procedurally than I had anticipated, but your good humor, attention to detail just was great. And thank you very much for laying a foundation that I think will be useful in future proceedings. But personally, thank you so much for the help you gave me. I really can't express how much I appreciate you.
Thank you. Dan, you want to speak at the
It's been my honor to work for some of you and with others of you. I think I have a board that's all volunteers. Three of you are retired, and the other two are working, but none of you is paid anything, even expenses coming in here. And I know many of you spend a lot of time on this, extremely seriously, as is intended. And rates in a public publicly owned utility are difficult. It's something that people pay for. Whether some people have it easier than not. Water department has worked in various ways and try to make it more possible for people to afford. Doesn't mean that the decisions you make are unimportant. They clearly, by and large, you've really approached it as approached, and hope that determined are the right ones, or at least in the right area. And I have some confidence in that. It's also been good working with Rob and his colleagues at Community Legal Services. Started out more adversarial, I think, and became clear what the board was and was not. Probably become a little bit more efficient. It's still a lot of tension every time, and there needs to be. And we've tried to give CLS enough way to challenge things in the way that they ought to be challenged, and hopefully it's cost effective and overall helps the process. Ed, you're here too. As technical consultant has also been very valuable in helping understand, helping the members understand the act of various. I've enjoyed working for the city, and I think this is one example of good that that the city can do for people. Respect this and not be not caring and corruption and leads to non-democratic ways of handling. Everyone here has tried to make this a better place. Marcy, I've also really enjoyed working with you. Probably made things harder for you a lot of the time, as often as not, but everything you've done for the board. All of you the best going forward.
Thank you very much, Dan. And thank and by the way, I want to also add, I see Ed is on the call. So thank you, Ed, for the service that you've provided to the board. And again, thanks to Marcy. And are there any other matters to be brought before the board today? In that case, I'll accept a motion to adjourn. Deb moves to adjourn.
Second
from Mac. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Turned by a vote of 4-0. And thank you for all, and hope to see many of you again in September.
Thank you.